David Langston. David is on the phone. Of course, David's not in town. You're in Montana, and you're 2 hours behind, so appreciate you getting your lazy out of bed this morning, man.
You bet. Only 1 hour behind, though.
Oh, only 1 hour. Okay, I thought it was two. All right, anyway, okay, so the AG's report came out. Essentially, give us the parameters as you see it on what the Attorney General's report states.
Well, the Attorney General ruled that with regard to those parts of the NELCDC that receive city funds, that those documents, if you will, are subject to the Public Information Act of Texas.
Okay.
With regard to the other activities, they're not, and also had some determinations with regard to some emails and other materials that we claimed the attorney-client privilege on.
Okay, now, are some of the emails that are relative to the city-funded things, is that the same litmus test there on the emails?
Well, there's actually a double overlay there. It depends on whether the emails relate to those activities that are directly supported by city funds, and then there's the question of whether or not we can appropriately claim the attorney-client privilege on them.
Okay. So there's...
I will tell you that most of those type of emails would deal with such things, for example, as negotiations with Texlin Oil and Gas having to do with the development of the senior living center and a new plat that had to be placed on that site, and then also dealings that relate to tenants of Parkway Shopping Center.
Okay. So any of the checks relative to the city-funded things that have gone on, those are also admissible, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And yep. And the emails. Now, where does this confrontation go from here? Now, I know that, you know, this was kind of brought on by Sandstorm Scholar and questioning some things and whatnot. When is this thing going to end, or is there going to be closure on it?
Does this put everything to rest?
Well, I think that the main thing now is that we know what we need to do insofar as responding to these type of public information requests. This is the first one, to my knowledge, that the NELCDC had ever received. And we know that the attorney-client privilege matters. We've done our professional duty with regard to claiming the attorney-client privilege, and we can then move forward and turn over the documents that have been requested and make them available to the public and media. And by that I mean, you know, copies of canceled checks that have to do with city funds or use of city funds, that type of thing. I really believe that all of that information is revealed in the quarterly reports and the audit reports, but if they want the cancel checks that relate to that, we're pleased to give it to them.
Okay. David Langston, thanks for joining us this morning. Sorry to interrupt your vacation, but appreciate you making the call.
You bet. Thank you.
Have a fantastic day and have a safe trip.
All right now.